It looks like commercial fishermen in the Bering Sea may take the snow crab quota after all. The fleet has been hampered for months, with record-setting ice closing off fishing grounds and damaging gear. But faster fishing brings a whole new set of problems. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that a good chunk of the fleet has been busted for poor fishing practices.
The crab fleet is suffering from a bit of female trouble. Last week, five fishing vessels were cited for possessing female snow crab. That's an unusual number of violations for a fishery with only about 40 boats currently registered, says Sergeant Robin Morissette with the Alaska Wildlife Troopers. Three citations were issued on May 29th, and two more were given on May 31st. Morissette adds that the take of female crab can lead to trouble for the fishery down the road.
Because they're females, they've got a lot of eggs on them. You know, those are the breeders. Those need to go back to the bottom.
According to Morissette, the fishing vessels Bulldog, Western Mariner, Aleutian Mariner, Bering Star, and Kona Kai all received write-ups. If convicted, the fishermen cited could face a minimum fine of $3,000 with a maximum of $10,000 for repeat offenders. Morissette recommends that fishermen show caution while sorting out the males from the females. If the females are identified shortly after being caught, they can be thrown back into the water with a high chance of survival. But if females are brought back to shore, they're considered dead loss. Possession of even just one female is a criminal offense. But sloppy sorting may be just one reason for the large number of female crab takes. There could be a biological component, too. Heather Fitch, a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, explains.
We are getting into the time of year that they probably are starting to mate. And, you know, it could be that that's what's occurring, and then you would see more females with the males. Given that, you know, if you get a lot of females coming up with the males, it is very difficult to sort through because the females are actually really little compared to the males.
Fish and Game will continue to monitor the situation through the June 15th closure date. While the department has the authority to shut down the season if female crab possession threatens to damage the fishery, Fish and Game is currently recommending that fishermen use extra care when sorting their product and that they try to avoid fishing grounds where large numbers of females are being caught. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.